Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, government to address over-reliance on use of force in policing, considers extending contract with Food for the Poor, and businesses urged to take advantage of Green Business Jamaica pilot program. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government is working to address the over-reliance on the use of force in policing. Addressing the inaugural Caribbean Use of Force in Law Enforcement Conference at the Jamaica Conference Center last Wednesday, Mr. Holness said this method has not been successful in maintaining the rule of law and public order.
Oversight of the use of force, oversight of the main agents of the state in the use of force is beneficial for the society and indeed beneficial for the agents of the state. The society that we are trying to create cannot rely on the use of force for the preservation of law and order.
Prime Minister Holness says the state is seeking to ensure that the country's law enforcement agencies operate in a manner that creates trust, builds confidence, bridges gaps, and reassures the public that there is no need to fear the police. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness says he will be devoting more time to promoting and strengthening the link between agriculture and industry and commerce to accelerate economic growth. Giving the keynote address at the opening of a new production facility at Tradewind Citrus Limited in St. Catherine last Tuesday, Mr. Holness outlined that the company's efforts to synergize agriculture with industry reflects the government's vision on agro-processing, and steps will be taken to encourage more private sector interests to make similar investments.
We intend to maintain a very wise fiscal policy. We intend to maintain a policy for the expansion of credit and an inclusive financial system. We have been very clear that government will not be a cost on business.
The new production facility will allow for the manufacture of juices using Tetra Pak's ultra-high temperature technology, providing consumers with a non-refrigerated product with a longer shelf life than the brand's traditional chilled juices. Tradewind Citrus is the manufacturer and distributor of a number of beverages and other products, including True Juice, Fresh, Wakefield, True Tea, Squeeze, and Calico Jack Rum Punch. In the meantime, the government is to seek to extend its contract with Food for the Poor for the construction of low-income houses for vulnerable Jamaicans. Prime Minister Andrew Holness outlined that instructions have been given for the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation to work to establish a new contract with Food for the Poor before the expiration of the existing one in August. The Prime Minister says Cabinet is in full support of the work Food for the Poor continues to do for the benefit of Jamaican people, noting that the organization has an excellent track record of delivering houses well below market rate. Under the government's partnership with the charitable organization, both parties provide $3,200, which is then used by Food for the Poor to construct a two-bedroom, one-bathroom wooden home. The homes are provided free of cost to needy persons across the country. And businesses are being urged to take advantage of the environmentally friendly solutions on offer under the government's Green Business Jamaica GBJ pilot program. The program is aimed at helping public and private entities discover and implement best practices in green technology to reduce their operational costs. Speaking at the recent GBJ launch, Minister with Responsibility for the Environment, Daryl Vaz, commended members of Corporate Jamaica that have already agreed to be part of the initiative.
This voluntary step to make your business more environmentally friendly shows a willingness to support the development of our country and the growth of the gross domestic product in a manner that facilitates sustainable consumption and production.
Companies who volunteer for the pilot will receive certification and will be included on the National Green Business List of certified companies. The program is being implemented through the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly on this station.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.